Most Chamber of Commerce speakers focus on a single topic. But what if you're a lifelong Sitkin, taking the pulse from every corner of civic life? If you're Mayor Matthew Hunter, you open the floor for questions.
I'm just here to answer questions and have a general discussion with anyone who wishes to give ideas for how to make Sitka better in particular.
And did they? As the crowd of 50 munched on fish tacos, Hunter spoke at length about external financial pressures on the city, like the erosion of state dollars and the rising cost of health insurance. To maintain the status quo in Sitka, Hunter says, citizens will have to dig deeper into their own wallets. While visiting his girlfriend in Texas, he was amazed that 20% of the hotel bill was from taxes alone. This got him thinking outside the box about Sitka's tax structure.
We could use a portion of our bed tax funds to cover Centennial Hall operations, or maybe groundskeeping along the Seawalk, or things like that that could reduce our load on our general fund and allow us to swallow more of these healthcare increases and state government cuts.
Though short in operating dollars, the city has millions in savings. But a lot of that money is earmarked already for infrastructure, like repaving roads and replacing harbors. Speaking from the audience, Corey Baggin wondered if such a depth of savings was necessary.
When I was a child, we had dirt roads. I didn't die. I grew up here and everything was fine. We had a lot of people here, a lot of people working. I'm afraid if we don't bring industry into this community, there's no point.
Roger Hames then asked if the city was looking into privatizing or contracting out some of its services. Hunter said they had. The scrapyard was recently privatized, and he's open to suggestions. He added that he's frustrated as anyone with the rise in living expenses and how some young families struggle to make ends meet.
It is very tough to see people choose to move elsewhere and have one of those reasons be financial.
One benchmark of this is student enrollment in the school district. In 1993, the student population was a little under 1,900 students. Now, enrollment hovers just below 1,300 students. It's a problem the community knows well, but there are solutions being explored, particularly around housing and land development. Travis Vaughn, owner of Baranoff Realty, announced they want to bring a float home to Sitka this summer. The company also has the old forestry building under contract to build a new apartment complex. This news seemed to hearten many in the audience, including the mayor.
Oh. We've had it under contract for about 8 months. We're going through feasibility studies. We're kind of really getting close to the project, either working or not working.
The project will depend on convincing investors. And there's some action in the public sector, too. The planning department is scoping out options for No Name Mountain, where citizens have expressed interest in quarrying the high-grade rock for sale and local construction. So the ball is rolling on various projects, but Hunter encouraged anyone with ideas to come forward.
If there's city land that someone wants, make an offer. Anything is potentially for sale. The entire, all the city property is potentially for sale.
That was Hunter's main message, that Sitka's future will be shaped by the investment and input of citizens. At one point, he said, "This is my two cents, and I'm just one person." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.